How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
I found this story to be rather disturbing, and it is a perfect example of why Donald Trump's Department of Justice is so damn dodgy around this Jeffrey Epstein case. We just learned from Australian model Cleo Glide that Jeffrey Epstein, back in the 90s, asked her and a few other girls to dress up as nurses so they could go over to Trump Tower, knock on Trump's door, and impress him. Now, this follows a string of similarly creepy stories. Jeffrey Epstein, during the peak of his sex trafficking, you know, before he actually got caught for it, being best friends with Jeffrey Epstein and hanging out with young women. At the same time, the Department of Justice continues to cover this up right in front of our eyes. Not only is Trump just incredibly dodgy about this every single time he's asked, he calls it a hoax, he melts down, he's frothing at the mouth anytime someone brings up Jeffrey Epstein, which makes it more suspicious. That's fair to say, right? It makes it more suspicious every single time Trump talks about this exact case. But this article reads, the Department of Justice now says the names of two associates Epstein sent $100K and $250K should stay secret. So the Department of Justice, who is led by Pam Bondi, said in February she has the list on her desk. That is what she said. And then in March, she sent influencers out with binders saying the Epstein files, phase one. They are now requesting that certain names are not revealed. The Justice Department's request came after NBC News asked a federal judge to unseal the names of two people Epstein paid and helped protect from prosecution. Epstein's big thing was getting a non-prosecution agreement in 2008 during his first case, so people around him, his associates, could not be investigated or charged. Which leads to the next question, who is he covering for? And why are they covering for him now? Why is this administration covering for him? Can I just play you this clip of Speaker of the House Mike Johnson saying that Donald Trump is riddled throughout the Epstein files because he's simply just an informant? Take a listen.
He's not saying that what Epstein did is a hoax. It's a terrible, unspeakable evil. He believes that himself. When he first heard the rumor, he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago. He was an FBI informant to try to take this stuff down. The president knows and has great sympathy for the women who have suffered these unspeakable harms. It's detestable to him. He and I have spoken about this as recently as 24 hours ago.
Dude, while the survivors were out there speaking and telling their stories, Trump was inside calling it a Democrat hoax, implying that it was a hoax, undermining the words of the survivors who were outside of where he was. Robert points out, if I understand this correctly, Trump barely knew Epstein, but Obama put Trump's name in the Epstein files, except Trump did in fact hang out with Epstein because he was actually just a fake pedophile who was working under deep cover, pretending to be one so that he could, you know, expose Epstein, but also the Epstein files are a hoax in the first place. This is their argument. This is their argument, folks. It is rather contradictory. I want to show you this video of model Cleo Glide in just one second, but I can't understate how odd this is. The Justice Department on Friday asked a federal judge overseeing the case of deceased sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein to deny a request from NBC News to unseal the names of two associates who received large payments from him in 2018. The Justice Department cited privacy concerns expressed by the two individuals. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a privacy thing. The first associate received a payment of $100,000 from Epstein, and the second associate received a payment of $250,000, both in 2018, days after the Miami Herald began publishing a series of investigative stories where victims criticized a plea deal he received in Florida in 2008. This was the Alex Acosta plea deal. Alex Acosta was then Donald Trump's Secretary of Labor during his first term and subsequently was forced out after his plea deal with Epstein was exposed. They cited the payments he made to the two individuals, which began 2 days after the Miami Herald began publishing its stories on Epstein's plea deal, also known as a non-prosecution agreement. Prosecutors wrote that on November 30th, Epstein, quote, wired $100,000 from a trust account that he controlled to an individual named as Redacted, a potential co-conspirator and for whom Epstein obtained protection in the NPA. Now, I don't want to speculate about what these payments were for, but you don't really have to. It says at the bottom, the prosecutors continued, this individual is also one of the employees identified in the indictment. Prosecutors said in the filings that Epstein's payments may be evidence of, quote, efforts to influence witnesses. So you don't have to speculate that this is witness intimidation or witness influence, as the law says. Prosecutors are saying that this is very likely an attempt to silence potential witnesses. So these people were described as potential co-conspirators, like meaning there were more people involved, more witnesses involved, who have been silenced. He has a long pattern, Epstein, of using money to maintain control. So he may have been wiring people money to reinforce this financial influence that he has, saying, I will cut off your money if you say anything, but if you stay quiet, I'll continue to send you money. I mean, here's the thing. I'm not a conspiratorial person. I actually pride myself on oftentimes being skeptical of conspiracies, looking at things regularly. But this right here is no longer a conspiracy. The president of the United States back in 2003, well, he wasn't the president then, but Donald Trump back in 2003 said, Jeffrey Epstein likes them young. Right before that, a decade earlier, NBC News captured the pair at Mar-a-Lago at a party that featured cheerleaders from the Buffalo Bills. And, you know, they were pointing and whispering to each other. You guys can picture the images in your head. But listen to this. Months later, when Mr. Trump hosted a party at Mar-a-Lago for young women in a so-called calendar girl competition, Mr. Epstein was the only other guest, said George Harani. Now, Harani's then-girlfriend and business partner later accused Trump of sexual misconduct. Both Harani and Harth both said the same story. They said Trump literally sexually abused and assaulted my girlfriend. It's disgusting. And this brings me on to this story. Epstein made me dress like a sexy nurse for Trump. Very, very odd behavior. Like, listen, whatever fetishes people are into, we're not judging that here. But when you are hanging out with an actual active sex trafficker, and that sex trafficker is trying to, you know, surprise you with sexual type gifts, this was a surprise. They dressed up as nurses and showed up at Trump's doorstep. That is indicative of some deeper behavior. Let's take a listen to this clip right here of Australian model Cleo Glide on the Daily Beast podcast.
And then one day, he'd spoken about Donald Trump as someone that, you know, he was kind of a bit self-satisfied about that friendship, I think, because at that point, Donald Trump was, you know, larger than life, you know, almost like cartoon-like character in the New York landscape. And he mentioned, I had this white wrap-over dress, and he said, oh, my God, you look just like a nurse in that. It'd be really fun if we got this other mutual friend that had introduced us. Why don't we both go over to Donald's, and you both look like nurses, and I'll just knock on the door, and we'll go to Trump Tower, and it'll be hilarious. And it kind of... You know, looking back, obviously, it's like there's something kind of mortifying about that story, about me putting myself in that Benny Hill position, but and being like sort of on Jeffrey's arm going to Donald Trump's. It's completely surreal. I mean, right. It's really mental. But at the time, it just felt like a bit of fun. And obviously now I look back and go, okay, it's a very odd story. And especially when it blew up into this global horror show.
No. So take us back to, so you're sauntering over town, cross town from Jeff.
It is just absurd that while all of this was happening, 22-year-olds were performing shows for Donald Trump. Listen to this. Hart said that Trump took her into a bedroom and forcibly kissed and fondled her and restrained her from leaving. She also said that a 22-year-old contestant told her that Trump later that night crawled into her bed uninvited. It's so incredibly creepy. And here's Mike Johnson covering up not only for that, but also for Matt Gaetz. That's something a lot of people forget. The entire Matt Gaetz thing was covered up by Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, who was working tooth and nail to protect him. This is not the party of family values. This is not the party that wants to protect young girls. We need to make sure that we continue to push every day, win back power in the midterms and beyond, and put forward a better looking vision of what America should be. A vision where the most narcissistic and egotistical men aren't rising to the top because they were willing to abuse people. I mean, man, what a huge moral hit or moral realization. I was told while I was growing up that if I'm a good person and I help other people and I'm equitable, then I'll rise. And that is how people in society do well. And I am doing well. But now I've watched the president of the United States rise to the literal top of the top throughout his whole life while crawling into the bed of 22-year-old girls while he was in his 40s or 50s, while telling women that he can grab them because he's allowed to do it by extorting workers. So again, I want to put forward a better looking vision for the future where narcissistic babies aren't rising to the top and we have a society that is more equitable, that, you know, punches up. I think punching up is fine, like dark, edgy humor aimed at the people at the top, that's different. But this constant punching down of contractors or subcontractors or women who need help, I'm not for it. One final thing. To the sponsors that make this video possible, I want to say thank you. Donald Trump promised he would not touch Medicare, but he did. He cut it immediately, and this made life harder for millions, tens of millions of vulnerable Americans. You know, it's a really confusing industry to maneuver. My relative recently turned 65, and they were sent a bunch of scam calls, shady flyers, misleading ads. It's hard to know who to trust. That's why I recommend Chapter. Listen, the call is free, and I've gotten emails saying after this free call, people had guidance in the right direction. So whether you're already on Medicare or you're about to turn 65, Chapter will guide you in the right direction and let you know, you know, where you need to go. So call 706-312-8635 or click the link in the description. It's free. The call is quick and it could save you a lot of money. Thank you all. And I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.